Welcome to my audio sessions on blogging. What I thought this session could cover would be some introductory notes about how a few people I know use blogs for themselves, for both work and educational purposes. In later sessions, I'm going to cover how to set up a blog on Blogger and how RSS can work for you. Blogs are essentially a form of web publishing that is set up in such a way as to make it easy for anyone who can handle email or word processing to make and easily update a web page. Some of the features that make a blog as opposed to a web page are the way that blog entries are ordered in reverse chronological order, that is, the newest entries are at the top, and the ease with which a relative novice can create and maintain the site. Blogs are frequently being called online journals, and this is quite a common use of blogs, to create a record of one's daily life. Others take quite a different approach and use a blog to enter into discussion with others, comment on happenings in their field of specialisation, or to present a particular viewpoint about a subject area. One example of a more focused blog is George Seaman's eLearnSpace blog, where he discusses new ideas, events, and so on, about educational technology and pedagogy. You'll find a list of links I refer to in these audio sessions on the first page of the tutorial on getting started with blogs and RSS. I first started a blog myself in mid-2003 as a way of gathering links to the various interesting web pages I was coming across, and this has really remained the main purpose of my toolkit blog. I started with Blogger and then moved to Movable Type so that I could have more control of the look and feel and operation of the blog. But for most intents and purposes, a free service like Blogger or MoTime is just perfect. To give you an idea of how this could also be used from an educational point of view, I'll tell you a little story. Angela Kaufman is a teacher in our business administration team in Hobart at TAFE Tasmania. And late last year, as part of the Networking 2004 conference, Dorothy Waterhouse visited our institute and spoke about various cool tools she's been coming across through her flexible learning leader that year. One of the things she talked about was Blogger and Skype and various other tools, and Blogger was the one that Angela picked up on first. What she was able to do very simply was create a website that provided a lot of links to different activities and resources relevant to her subject area, organized in a way for her students. This included information, not just a list of links, but also information about the activities which could be accessed at various websites and how they related back to the subject area of business administration. And I think this is a fantastic example of how you can take a tool and use it for the purpose that you need it for. Another way people quite often use blogs is to publish their thinkings and their reactions to various events or happenings or papers they may have read, happenings in their workplace, happenings in their personal life. And one of the lovely things about blogs, rather than just being a static web page that people can read, it becomes what Will Richardson refers to as the read-write web, where people don't just passively sit and read a web page, but rather they can interact. Many blogging systems have a facility called commenting built into them. And this is where, after a blog entry or a what's known as a post in the blogging world, there is quite often an option to add a comment. So you may read an article, you may read somebody's reflections on a particular aspect, you may be responding to their online journal, and you as an individual can go in and make a comment and start to create this read-write web where interaction adds that extra dimension to the internet. And this is one of the really interesting things about weblogs is all of a sudden you start creating these spider webs as well, where you may comment on an article somebody's posted on their blog. That may lead them towards looking at yours, creating a dialogue. And quite often, one of the beauties about the internet, I guess, is the fact there are myriads of links to follow. Quite often there's far too many interesting links to look at. But the blogs are a very personal level of linkages through the internet. Rather than looking at a corporate website and following the official links, all of a sudden you're getting one person's individual filtered view of the world, which quite often includes links off to places you wouldn't necessarily have associated with each other. And that's part of the interest of weblogs for me. It's a very personal view of people's interaction with their world, with their speciality, with their reflection. And that's where it starts to become exciting.